Weird sports from around the world. You might be surprised at the number of rather unusual sports that exist around the world. Mostly, they are little known outside the areas where they were invented, though occasionally they have gained international recognition. Here are some examples. But if you're interested, have a look on the web. You may find other, even crazier ones. Sandboarding. Of course, there can't be many people who don't know what snowboarding is, but how about sandboarding? The basic principle behind the two sports is the same. Start at the top of a slope and use a board to get you to the bottom. But whereas snowboarding is practiced on freezing cold, snowy mountaintops, sandboarding takes place on sand dunes, by sunny beaches, or in the desert. It's popular in many countries, including Australia, Namibia, and South Africa. The quickest way of getting to the bottom involves standing with both feet on a board and weaving from side to side while trying not to fall off. If this sounds a little bit adventurous, you could always just get on your stomach and slide down. Either way, it's a lot of fun. However, don't forget to keep your mouth closed. Extreme ironing. Extreme ironing is called an extreme sport by some and a performance art by others. It's all about taking an ironing board to a remote location where you then proceed to iron your clothes. According to the official website, extreme ironing is the latest danger sport that combines the thrills of an extreme outdoor activity with the satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt. Part of the attention this has attracted in the media is to do with the issue of whether it is really a sport or not, and it is often not taken so seriously. Some locations where such performances have taken place include on a mountainside, in a forest, in a canoe, on a ski slope, while skiing, underwater, in midair, while parachuting, and under the ice, on a frozen lake. Wife carrying. This sport was inspired by an ancient Finnish tradition in which a man courted a woman by running to her village, picking her up and carrying her away. In the modern sporting version, the man has to carry the woman along an obstacle course without her feet touching the floor. There is a clear set of rules. The track has to be 253.5 metres long and have one water and two dry obstacles. There are several ways of carrying the woman, including piggyback, fireman's lift, over the shoulder, or Estonian style. The wife hangs upside down with her legs around the husband's shoulders and holds onto his waist. Whoever completes the course in the fastest time wins the trophy, but not necessarily a wife these days.